Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 11. As always, it's nothing serious here this time of the day. I don't do seriousness. It's just me and rambling a lot of things that are considered unorthodox for professional reporting. That's because, well, reporting, there's a reason why you don't run into me in the field, because I don't do reporting, because I'd be punched in the face, because some of the, look, it takes, you know, some people don't understand just how, you know, how difficult it is to be a field a reporter, like go out there and like things that Dwight and others do. The reason why I can do that is because I'm most likely going to be punched in the face, because I watch some of the videos, I listen to some of the audios. And some of the guys, you can just see clearly, homeboy is just lying through his teeth at this point. Now, I don't think I can maintain a straight face when that's happening. I'll just look at you and go, honorable, let's just be realistic here. You're lying, dude. Seriously, you're lying. Now that's when you are going to go, well, you don't know who I am. You know, well, liberation struggle will be easy. Okay, first of all, thank you for your service during the liberation struggle. But at this moment, you're lying. Now, first of all, you have to realize just how dangerous that is. Not just in your line of work, but also culturally. Culturally, call an adult, an elder, a liar, or laugh at them when they are lying to you. That's a taboo. Now, the thing is, being an African child, you must keep a straight face, even when you know Oga adult here is lying. Now lie. So, that's why I just like my studio here. I just, I like my comfort zone. I'm one of those people that don't agree with the whole nonsense that, no, well, just get out of your comfort zone. And, well, like Sheldon asked in the Big Bang Theory, who'd want to get out of a comfort zone? It's called a comfort zone for a reason. I'm comfortable. Why the heck would I want to leave? No, just go out there and find yourself. So, in other words, go and look for trouble. It builds character. Yeah, well, if that's what it takes, then I don't want to do anything to, I don't want anything to do with character, but that's actually what we are going to be talking about for the large portion of today's Mind the Gap. And it's Friday, so, and to some degree, Gabriel already started my show for me when he said, how are you is a very broad question. And that's one of those things that you look at and start asking yourself a lot of questions like, there are a lot of things in society that we consider standard. And because we consider it standard, we really question just why are they the way that they are. That, I know we're getting a little philosophical at this point. But the point I'm trying to make here is when I ask someone, it's usually something that pops up in my head every time that I respond. When someone asks me, how are you? And I say, well, just mostly by default, just whether it's I'm speaking English or just my native language. The quick response, almost like a default reflex that, that comes out of my mouth is, I'm fine and how are you? I'm fine and how are you? We do that a lot. We do that a lot, and we don't just sit and ask ourselves one question, questions like, but I'm fine. Why did I say that I'm fine? Now, at this point, I've come to conclude that I'm fine, how are you, is another way of saying it's either I'm fine, really fine, like literally I am fine, or it's a long story. It will take me very long to explain, or it can also mean, it's personal. I'm going through stuff, but it's personal, so I can talk about it. Or, I would have told you, but knowing you and your big mouth, you'll just go out there and tell everyone. Or it can, so I'm fine. I'm fine can have a lot of meaning. Like a lot of different meanings. A lot of different meanings. So, now, pushing all, you know, all of that aside, what I meant by, you know, Gabriel, I've already started my show for me, is because there are a lot of things in society that we consider standard, that we consider, that we have normalized to a degree where it is, it has become an inherent part of us, an inherent part of our day-to-day human interaction, especially on a social basis. And that's where, we, you know, that's where you now can't help but ask yourself, what else have we considered normal? That just, you know, that we don't question enough. Well, I have one for you. Grades and intelligence. Grades and intelligence. Now, I'm one of those people that like information, and my all throughout my school career, I was not a top, was never a top performer in anything. And I was never a lower performer in everything again. Just, you know, just your average guy floating somewhere in the middle. And one thing that, you know, that's kind of difficult to look at our education system and not help, and not notice is that, is how we have, linked, grades to, you know, how we have, you know, misinterpreted grades as a measurement for intelligence. You know, and this is on a lot of levels, like especially, you know, especially in the realm of academics, that the more grades you have, the better, not the more, the, you know, the higher grades you have, the more intelligent you are, which is very, 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 very dangerous. I know we have normalized it, but I think this is just a comedian analysis. I think that's very dangerous. Why? Let's take a break. I'll explain on the other side. Now we're just talking about the life as a student and what that misinterpretation of linking intelligence versus grade and then factor in that the whole picture of success in life, tying everything to grades. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's important, but just not to the degree that we have made it to be. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to explain why I'm saying that is very dangerous. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Quick break.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwefu dite okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Now, welcome back. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Now, one of my favorite movie coming out of Hollywood, not Hollywood, I think that's Bollywood, because it's an Indian movie. Now, I don't know how many, you know, how many divisions of that exist, the divisions of entertainment industry that exist in China, that exist in India. So, The Three Idiots is that movie. That was introduced to me, but more like introduced to us because it was in a class, introduced to us by our language teacher, Thimbukushu, language teacher. And this was in high school. The Three Idiots is a comedy movie. It's they have a fairly mix up in terms of language of Hindi, I think Hindi and English in that movie. And it, It's a movie that will get you cracking and also thinking all at the same time because it features three friends. Three friends that they may be friends, but people with different personalities. Obviously, they're three different people. Now, obviously, different majors of intelligence, different interests, different things that they like, but they are friends. And they were studying different things, and one of them was basically more academically inclined than the others. So the Ranchu character is this genius guy that is very troublesome and thinks outside the box, and is rebellious in some sort of way. Where the teacher asked him in one part to define what a machine is, and he defines a machine as something that, you know, anything invented by men to make work life, to make work easier. Then he gives an example of a zip, up and down, that's a machine. And he gives an example of a cell phone. And, that's a machine because you are talking to someone, kilometers away. And then he also uses a calculator, computing numbers in just a matter of, in a short period of time compared to what how long a human being would do depending on the amount of work, obviously. That's also a machine. Now, the teacher at this point, or the lecturer, the lecturer at this point is looking at him and going, that's wrong. And now the teacher was looking for a definition of a machine that was in the textbook. In other words, the teacher here was measuring intelligence based on what the textbook said, not based on not based on the student's understanding, more like, the student's ability to think beyond what the textbook is providing. Now, this is where now I think it, the education realm becomes a very difficult one. Because, I think every teacher's or every, education, every, academic or every, educator's nightmare is trying to bridge that gap. Trying to traverse the line between, that gray line between, educating a student to think on their feet and also giving them, letting them know that not everything that you are going to come up with is good, but also from time to time you have to make reference to a lot of people, to written material that have been produced before on that particular subject. What do I mean by all that rambling? So every educator now has to face a nightmare of having to train children, or more like students, students or any group of people that they are educating, that will be the future leaders. Those people must be trained on how to take example from a book and then build their own ideas on it. Not just take the example in the book and then just, live by it as if it was, the Ten Commandments, or more like carved in stones. This is we're not dealing with a Rosetta Stone. This is basically taking information from a book and then interpreting it in a way that indicates that actually you understand this. You're not memorizing. It's one of those things that someone recommended, because at some point I came up with a dumb idea of, I have an hour or two of free time per day in my day, because I don't like going home in between my two shows. I decided, can I learn a foreign language? I decided, let me just do it just for the heck of it. Now, here's one thing. The first thing I did was I decided to do a research on are there any advantages of learning a foreign language? Oh boy, was I shocked to find out. There are mental benefits. One article put it in a very simple way that, learning something you don't know, it doesn't have to be a foreign language. Learning something you don't know is like taking your brain to the gym. Like, that's interesting. So, going jogging is taking your muscles on an exercise, but learning something new is taking your brain on an exercise. So, well, going to the gym is good for your mind, but, well, your mind also requires an extra exercise of you learning something you don't know. Something a lot of us are allergic to. If I don't know something, I would just go, you know what, I don't know that. And then just throw in a towel. But, and also, it reduces, it reduces brain aging. Like, interesting. So, I learned that very quickly. And, the more I progress in, I decided to pick two foreign languages. My favorite. One African, the other completely non-African. Just for the heck of it. This just me living my own, you know, what a lot of my high school friends would say, you know, geeky or nerdy type of lifestyle. So now, but here's the thing. Educator's nightmare. That's where I was. Every educator's nightmare has to face one of the most challenging tasks to pull off in society. That is to train students not only to rely completely on themselves, but also to rely on others when they're doing teamwork. Not just that, but not rely completely on others, but also, rely on themselves. It's a 50-50 split where, depending on who is good, that's one thing I enjoyed about the TV show Prison Break. Because this is a group of guys that came together and then decided to put their strengths together. You are good at this, so you are going to do that. You are good at this, but I'm good at this. So we are going to put our strengths together, and we all, I don't care how smart you think you are, we all have strengths and weaknesses. That's one thing I like about human nature. We all have things that we are good at, and there are things we are terrible at. Now, this is where you find that, life very interesting now. Now, the reason why I like backbenchers is because, backbenchers, we all, for those of us that are, for those of us that have been through high school, we now totally understand just how important, there's a significance of backbenchers we did not see in high school that we only saw after, that we only came to realize after we left high school. And that's because 90% of the memories we have about high school were created by backbenchers. You know, all the dumb things that make, you know, the, all the dumb things that they did that made us laugh and, how they got into trouble, how they dragged us into their trouble. We have those memories of high school and we look, we look back at that and go like, oh man, you remember this day when we did that? Man, the principal was super pissed. The principal obviously was not enjoying it. But the principal at this point is not going to enjoy it. But here's the thing. If that principal and the backbenchers run into each other now, the respect that's going to go to come out of that is on a whole another level. Now, I know we all had backbenchers. I was a seasoned one, backbencher. Now, so looking at intelligence, using grades to measure intelligence is a very good concept, but also flawed at the same time. So, just me looking at the psychology literature that I went through and then coming to realize that it's not extremely good and is not extremely bad, but it's just that the reliance on it is dangerous in a way that, you have a lot of statistics. You have a lot of statistics that comes out, unfortunately, annually on students, especially at universities, taking their own lives. Because, well, maybe now the it, you see you are doing excellent in high school, and believe me, if you are getting A's and A plus in high school, pick a tertiary course very, very, very carefully. And I'm not scaring you. I'm just telling you that anyone who is in tertiary will tell you that it's not unheard of to get A plus in high school and get a 30-40% or C. Well, get a C and a fail in tertiary. A lot of students, including yours truly here, found out that, that's possible. Yep, but that's possible. You can get A plus and then A this and A that, and then you go to tertiary and realize that there's this thing called E and fail. They see? No. You have a C, a D maybe on average, and then you have fail. You can fail. This is the dangerous part now that I first have to explain. There is nothing wrong with failing. It's sort of like falling. Now, one example that was given to me by one very, very smart man, very smart guy, that, a preacher, that imagine if, babies gave up on walking after falling once, would have never learned how to walk. You and I, right now, we know how to walk because we kept falling and bruising our little knees, bruising our little ankles, bruised our faces. We kicked in a lot of things and we got injured in the process. But did we throw in a towel? No. But that's, look, but at this point, Mother Nature was in charge. A baby is not making decision. I mean, the brain is still developing until you are somewhere, around 20 or 21? I know. Believe me, I do. So, when we are kids, when Mother Nature is in charge of a lot of things that is taking place in our lives, Mother Nature is just telling us, well, you can't throw in a towel, because believe me, it only gets more difficult. So you fall and stand up and keep trying again. And we kept falling and falling and falling. And then we started, we grew up. Then we transitioned from walking to running. And we fell even more. And injured ourselves even more. Some of us ended up in the hospital because of running around like idiots. I was in primary school I think that was standard two or three there. We were in the class and, a child in primary school, did something dumb to the point where I ended up with a literal nail at the back of my head. So my dad had to be called from school to go to the hospital to pick me up. Yeah, I'm so proud of me. So the point is, we learn how to walk. We never give up, no matter how many times we fall. And all of us, I don't care, even the person that you see with gray hair, they had to learn how to walk. They were a baby at some point. Although it's kind of difficult to look at someone with gray hair and imagine them as a baby. That's why I never, it's hard to imagine for me at this point that, it's hard to convince me that, Morgan Freeman was a child.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. That's why we're committed to bringing you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 2-liter Right Brand sunflower seed oil for only $68.99 each. And mutton pack, only $89.99 per kg. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 6 July 2025. Only at ShopRite.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. So, their annual, welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Now, where was I? It's kind of difficult for me to imagine Morgan Freeman as a child. I mean, I had the same, vibe. Okay, there are two people for me that I've always found difficult to imagine as babies. Morgan Freeman and Nelson Mandela. Because every time I look at their pictures, I'm like, this guy is a baby. And they are actually, I also learned that I'm not the only one. Every time that, my own dad, for example, it's kind of difficult to look at my dad and imagine him as a baby. I grew up and he was an adult. It would have been weird if he was a kid. He was an adult. So all the memories of him I have is of him being an adult. Thank heavens. Natural law dictates that everyone goes through the process of being a child before they get to adulthood, and then we kick the bucket at the end of the day. We're all headed that direction. But the point is, it's what's in between what matters. I agree with John Lennon when he says, "Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans." What song is that? Beautiful Boy. First time I heard that song was in Mr. Peabody. If you don't know that, don't Google it. It's really funny. It's nothing offensive. It's just you'd be like, hang on a second, do you watch this? Yeah, I watch King Julian. I watch Penguins of Madagascar. I watch Ice Age. I watch Home with J-Lo, Rihanna, and who is this guy? The guy that Jim Pearson, the guy that plays Sheldon Cooper in the Big Bang Theory TV show, the Big Bang Theory TV show sitcom, same WhatsApp group. So let's get to why I don't think that it's not healthy the way that we have connected grades in school with intelligence. That is just, the two are connected, but they don't have the direct connection that we have given them, which is what is stressing a lot of university students. And globally, this is creating a lot of problems. According to International Association for Suicide Prevention from 2023 report, I know university is a lot of pressure because parents are telling you, we paid for you and we are spending this much money. And, you go to the class and there's this pressure of, due dates of assignments coming in. You have a test coming in. You have exams coming up. You have all these things coming in. And this time of the year is a recess time. It's better. But towards the end of the year, it becomes a nightmare. let me make fun of my cousin. I really hope you're not listening, sweetheart. Because I talk too much and I talk using a lot of fancy words, people think I'm smart. But, one thing I always say to myself every time people confuse me for being a smart guy is that you guys haven't met my cousin. I have a cousin who is a brainiac. She's freakishly smart. So every time, and she's she's doing accounting, as you can imagine. So every time I call her and find out, hey, Dekas, how is school going? It's like, school is showing me flames. I'm like, if it's showing you flames, yeah, well, it's a good thing I didn't do accounting, because if it's showing you flames, I think it would be showing me hell. So, well, it's a good thing you're the one doing that. I'm going to stick to lying. It's much more fun. Also, throwing comedy in there. So, according to the International Association for Suicide Prevention, creating hope through action. These guys, how about this? Global suicide statistics is one of the, it's a report they produced somewhere in 2023. Yeah. International Association for Suicide Prevention, World Suicide Prevention Day, it's one of those days they celebrate, we'll get there in a few. Now, this is from 2019. Over one in every 100 deaths, 1.3% in 2019 were the result of suicide. An estimated 703,000 people die by suicide worldwide each year. Now, the global suicide rate is over twice as high among us men than women. So you also have to factor this in schools. Every time there's a suicide case, it's most likely going to be a man. And then I've already pointed out on the, more like the interesting numbers in suicide statistics. Women attempt suicide more, but men commit suicide the most. That's because of the methods used. Women, when they're attempting suicide, is mostly, it's mostly, they're most likely going to drink something. When someone drinks something when someone tries to take their life by drinking something, unless they live alone, they are most likely going to be discovered by someone, then call an ambulance, so they stand a high chance of survival. Men, we just pull out a gun. Unless your head is made out of titanium or some kind of armoring material, you're not going to survive that. Even if you had a bulletproof covering your head, the shock itself is just most likely going to be enough to kill you. And even more depressing numbers. I know it's a comedy show. I just, like to depress you more so that you can come to the realization that there's a lot of things, to live for. I have a few things that I have a list of things that gives me a reason to live. One of them being, things like, for me, cleavage works. Every time I look at cleavage, I'm like, yep, I know where I'm dying. Every time I, watch someone of the opposite gender, walking and, all the, the shock absorbers doing what they do best, especially in some tight jeans, I'm like, yep, that's what life is for. Make I go on and keep living. So, for those of you that, shout out to the guy that invented leggings, and the guy that invented, what's it? Beach volleyball. Yo! Shout out to you. And that guy, that wonderful patriotic guy, or woman, that invented netball. Shout out to you. And especially the outfits that's in women's sports. At this point, you go, oh my God, you're a pivot. I'm straight. Of course I'm gonna be a pivot. Not pivot. Now, that's more, or for like a creepy, underage. No, I don't even know how people handle underage. Now I'm a guy. At this point, I don't know how they handle underaged. Kids. They're basically kids, because for one, it's creepy. For two, I'm more comfortable my girlfriend telling me I'm doing my assignment, or I can't come over because I have an early work day tomorrow. But I can't come over because I have a homework. If you're going to work and your girlfriend is telling you I have a homework, yeah, I know a place where you must be. The place that's, I think I can spell that, J-A-I-L. That's where you belong. But, adults just go bananas. If they're saying yes, if they're not saying yes, well, guess what? Again, jail. So, just, be a grown up at this point. So, suicide occurs across all regions, in the world. However, over three quarters, 77% of global suicide in 2019 occurred in low and middle income countries. And the individuals suffering with depression is 20 times more than they just more it move into a bunch of numbers. And then they have the list of reference. I be here to do a comedy show. I really don't have time for that. So suicide rates among its university students is also very vary, but several studies provide insights into the issue. Commonly cited studies generated that 7.5 out of 100,000 students take their own lives because of school pressure. Now this is very, 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 very common. This is very common in developing countries because of the whole pressure thing. I mean, if you go to school knowing that your mom already has a house, your father has a vrupa, like, what's stressing you? At least that's what I thought. And then I came to realize that, actually, no. Even rich people, for some interesting reason that those of us that are broke cannot fathom, that's a fancy way of saying understand. 2019, I think that was 2019. Miss USA, who had an advanced degree in law, and had a bachelor of business administration, something, and she was a practicing lawyer, and Miss USA, who went for Miss Universe, left a suicide note, leaving everything to her mom, and took her own life. I'm reading this story. I'm like, really? Was she ugly? No, she was smoking hot. Hence, Miss Universe participation, Miss USA, blah, blah, blah. Was she less accomplished? No, she had an advanced degree in business and law. And, was she poor with 2 degrees of that level? No, she wasn't. At least not by our definition of poverty. The question is, what led her there? Now, she was academically accomplished, but still, it was just not enough. And when was that? Avicii, one of my, Swedish, artist, still my favorite guy. The one who sang your song, "One day you leave this world behind." Yeah, my father told me, "One day you leave this whole world behind. So what? Do the things you will remember." Something like that. Also took his own life, leaving, I think, 20-something million dollars and a multi-million-dollar house. And he was from a very small family where both his parents and his elder brother were loaded. He was loaded, but still took his own life. The question now, that should just let those of us that are broke take a few steps behind and say, maybe it's just a high time we start, human connections. That's one. It really helps. I know. Not human connection of getting laid, even though that also helps. At least that one has been tested and proven by everyone who is not waiting until marriage. No offense to them, just keep waiting. There are those of us that are very skeptic about life are like, well, wait, what if I die today? Yeah, nope, I'm going to go out there. What if my condoms expire tomorrow? Like, that's my biggest worry. What if they expire? Now, it's Friday, guys. Relax. Again, it's a comedy show, 15 minutes into the hour of 10. Moving on. moving on. Here's the thing. You know, life is just full of pressure. That's one thing, you know, that's one thing that I like to point out, especially every time that I talk about everything mental health related. The first thing you will have to accept, kids, if you are listening and you're on holiday, or, you know, auntie, uncles, if you are listening, your kids, next time you sit your kids down, please stop lying to them. Life is very easy if you just get yourself a PhD. No. My approach on life, we are going to differ on this, but my approach on life is very simple. Life naturally sucks. But that's what makes it fun. I know there is, you know, the irony is all over it. Life sucks. But that's what makes it fun. I understood that when I realized that, people like movies like 50 Shades of Grey. Why? First of all, let's be honest. If that guy was broke, that movie would have been a domestic violence case type of movie. It's only a romantic movie because homeboy is loaded. You know, he will, you know, be spanking her and then putting her on a chopper to fly her to Seattle. Yeah. Look, money is this way of, I believe money is to women what being good in bed is to men. Cleopatra, who decided to, is it Cleopatra the 7th or the 8th? They had a lot of this whole list, the number, Roman numeric names. Cleopatra is said to have, by some literature, still debatable by historians, and I don't care, frankly, is it Mark Antony or Julius Caesar? Because she was doing both of them at the same time. Cleopatra. I know, right? But I think it's Julius Caesar or Mark Antony didn't write a lot of things. A lot of literature that exists, at least in comparison. There's more literature about Julius Caesar than Mark Antony. But most of these guys were very high society guys. Julius Caesar, in some of the literature about Julius Caesar, it is said that Julius Caesar referred to Cleopatra as a woman with a golden mouth. And a lot of dirty-minded interpreters interpret that to Cleopatra must have had some top-notch African head game. That explains why white women, you are on demand, thanks to that part of literature that I just pointed out. So you totally understand why, among other things that I can't say here because of Kren. Yes, come to my, stage comedy show. Oh, you're going to love it. Because, well, I don't have any filters. The point, my biggest fear is getting punched in the teeth. That's why I don't like mentioning names. So, where was I? Obviously, when you look at the statistics of people that take their own life, rich people take their own life. Poor people take their own life. So, clearly, money is not a preventative measure. I know, as a broke guy, I can't help but look at every guy that wraps a rope around his neck, or every guy that, takes their own life. I'm like, hang on a second. That guy was loaded. Who'd want to take their own life and leave millions behind? I want to chop all of it. Actually, if I was loaded and I was planning on taking my own life, I go chop my own money, borrow more money, or yeah, chop all of them, and then do it. But that just sucks. So I would just, enjoy my money and travel. Then the world is big to travel. A lot of things. I have an advice. If you think life sucks, I think I have a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant trick to help you take your own life. I know. How about you just, join M23? Or you meet, like, this is an advice, this is advice that I got from social media, obviously. Meet one of your uncles and tell them, oh, yeah, uncle, I hear that you are, well, a witch. Now, here's the thing. How about, instead of just going around witching everyone, how about you just witch me and then use me for, to make more money and make the whole family rich? That would be a brilliant business idea. I mean, you're going to be dead. You won't be there to enjoy it, but the point is, that's a very interesting business idea that no, you know, Africans are not thinking about. Now, if you are taking notes, brilliant. Brilliant. If you just tuned in and you are wondering just what the heck is going on and you are new, let me just make I explain. This is Mind the Gap Comedy Show with Helmut. Commercial break. Okay. Now, in a few. So, do grades define intelligence? That's where we started. That's where we're picking up from. Because I really want to make this about, well, the way that we didn't structure it. I mean, John D. Rockefeller and his homies just decided, designed the whole thing and then dumped it on us. Now we just, you know, adopted something. And without first understanding it. First of all, grades are very important in life. But they are not the most important thing in life. I can name a few things that are more important in life than grades. One of them being oxygen. Because if you don't have oxygen, those A's are not going to matter. How many PhD graduates have we buried and then we buried them with their certificates? Because, well, the whole thing is uninheritable. What a lot of crap. That's why a lot of business proponents advise you to please start a business. Because this whole running around and getting 15 PhDs, once you're dead, none of your family members can actually inherit any of the 15 degrees. Man, that's painful. And if you have 15 degrees, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's a lot of time, you know, waste of time. But, you know. But here's the thing. We have tied, grades to pretty much everything, especially in the world that we live in today. Again, like I pointed out earlier, don't get me wrong. They are important, but they are not the only important things in life. That's where Medium now comes in with a very fascinating article I read at 5 in the morning. I don't know why I woke up then, I swear. Let me walk you through it. Now, this is coming from 2016. Do grades define intelligence? Because a lot of us think that way. You have no idea how many of us grew up thinking that grades and intelligence are one and the same thing. That grades and success are one and the same thing. And then you go through high school, you go through college, and then realize that the people that were not as intelligent in relation to the definition of intelligence that you were raised with are doing fairly well. They may not be millionaires. Some of them are doing better than you, who was, covering your book so that they don't copy. Now they are covering their money so that you don't borrow. See? Revenge. If you're one of those people that was covering your book so to prevent me from copying your work, don't borrow money from me. Because I'm at this point, I'm also covering my money so that you don't borrow. Aha. Karma. I know it was your work. Did you really have to hide it? All I said was, the due date is just right here. The teacher is asking, let me just, just copy small. And you were like, no, where were you? You were playing the whole weekend. Yes, I was, but I was a kid. What was I supposed to do? Kids play. It's kind of creepy to do when you're an adult. Like, run around and jump around as an adult, everyone will think you're high. But when you're a kid, that's perfectly fine. That's another way of society is broken. Now, do grades define intelligence? Let's look through medium now. In this present world, children and teenagers are taught that, again, this is the most painful part. We teach children that unless you get an A, you would have failed in life, not in school, in life. And they grow up believing that nonsense. I grew up believing that nonsense. You want to know how many people talk to me about my, you know, about my passion for comedy? Zero. Absolutely zero. Yeah. A lot of us want kids to get A's and A plus, but we're just not sitting to look at what are they good at naturally that I can help them exploit to their advantage. Now, I know this is where the markets now comes in. Take for example, your child is good at tennis. Do you have any idea how much that sport cost for you to participate in just from training? Your child, like I have seen taxi drivers that could be participate in Formula One because these guys are freakishly good at driving. But you see, there are sports that are just for rich people. Formula One is one of them. You are driving a multi-million dollar car. Million dollar is just for the engine of a Formula One car. The sport itself participating in it's freakishly expensive. Now, those are investments that a lot of us are not looking into, especially when it comes to our kids. We just tell them, well, just go to school and then cross your fingers and hope you are good at it. But they are terrible in the class. Have you tried them somewhere else? Yeah, like one of my, you know, Nigerian guy pointed out that, well, you keep complaining that your man is terrible in bed. Have you tried him on the sofa? It could work. Have you tried him at the back of his car? It could work. Just don't do that in public. It's creepy. There are things that are very good when you are the one doing it in private. But when you have to look at someone do it, it's kind of like, yikesy. That's very odd. Never thought of it that way. I mean, it's like going to the bathroom to do a number two. When you're the one doing it, it's very relaxing. When there's someone else, when you run into someone doing it, they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? Oh, come on, seriously. But that's just life. It's, you know, like I like to point out, one thing that makes comedians, us comedians, what makes us comedians who we are is because we like to question everything. Those questions, some of them are just outright ridiculous. And then from those questions, we formulate a lot of answers because every question is going to need an answer. And some of those answers are the ones that are going to sound nuts. And for some reason, the things that are nuts comes out as funny to some people. Now, in this present world, according to Medium, children and teenagers are taught that education is a must. A must not because they didn't want to go to school, but because the world's standards requires an individual to have good education in order to be respected or accepted. Could you move to Africa, just become a politician, you're fine. Now, if someone who wasn't able to finish college or high school rather tries to lead a multitude of rational, well-informed and educated men, he will inarguably be viewed as ridiculous and self-important. The reason why I think our society is doomed today is because every time that someone is giving us advice, our first question is, what qualification do you have? By the way, qualifications in terms of papers is something that's fundamentally new. It's coming out of the 1800s. Now, we have been alive for millennia, and we have passed wisdom from one civilization to another without the so-called qualifications, and it worked. Now, Here's my biggest problem with the whole, what qualifications do you have? Every time I watch mainstream media and they are interviewing the so-called, you know, experts at something, they're more often lying. Or they get most of it wrong. The analysts, as you can imagine, that, you know, the defense experts, as you can imagine, that gave Israel the, you know, the go-ahead to attack Iran, told them, well, we have the David Slinger, we have the, we have the Iron Dome, there is no way. I mean, we have, aircraft carriers in this area. We have a military defense, U.S. Military base at this point. So they are all fitted with a state-of-the-art, top-notch, air defense systems. There is no way Iranian weapons are gonna get here. Well, guess what? Iranian weapons got there. A lot of analysts on the Russia-Ukraine wars like, well, all we just need is give weapons to Ukraine and they are going to win a war with a nuclear power. Boy, were they all wrong. They were analysts, smart, went to school, got qualifications in their field of study. But, well, at this point, we know that they are not using the analytical skills they studied in school. They are using analytical skills being sponsored, analytical skills inspired by money. Because one analyst on the Russia-Ukraine war critical analyst, call him whatever you want, asked them one question. That, well, okay, you know what, we have, and this is mostly the rhetoric coming out of Western countries. Let's send more weapons to Ukraine. And he asked them one question. Ukraine needs men. They are running out of men. Now, weapons alone are not going to do anything. They need men power to operate the weapons that you're sending, you idiot. That, by the way, is coming from educated people. So, I know, can be really dumb. Some of the biggest threat to African independence are educated people. These are the guys that are running around the world with rah-rah-rah, borrowing money, and then chopping the money. Now the civilians that are already dead broke have to be taxed the life out of them to service that debt. Financial experts, economic experts, political analysts, doctors, master holders, advanced degree holders. These are the guys that are causing all kinds of chaos. Welcome to Africa. So, back to, our dumb link between academics and success. The thinking is, if someone who wasn't able to finish a college or a high school, tries to lead a multitude of rational, well-informed and educated men, he will inarguably be viewed as ridiculous and self-important person. This thinking is the same with common scenarios. If you will observe classrooms, the students with the highest grades are considered the smartest, and those who have low grades are viewed as dumb. And the students with high grades are seen as they are most likely going to make it in life compared to those ones that don't have good grades. I know people that dropped out of school that have more money than me today. I'm not saying drop out of school. I'm just saying this whole standardization, more like, not standardization, generalization, kicks us in the crown jewels from time to time. And then it goes on to say that, now the question is, do grades really define intelligence? Numerous students deem grades as earth-shattering and indispensable. As if it was their life. Like, grades, those are my life. If I fail this, I may as well just die. No, you don't have to. You can fail one thing and be successful at the other thing.
just keep exploring, you know, the same thing way that we did as kids. Try walking, fall, feel pain, cry, mommy shows up, you know, tries to patch up your wounds, but he didn't give up. You kept trying. And as soon as you mastered walking, you graduated to running. And now mommy had to shout out, just stop running around. And then you twist your ankle and then cry again. Where? To mommy. Shout out to moms. You guys rock. So, sometimes they concentrate, students, sometimes they concentrate, speaking from experience here, believe me, sometimes they concentrate too much on their studies to the point that they have already forgotten how to live. They try to load and fill their tank of self-worth with what they think will make them feel accepted and noteworthy, being viewed as shrewd and ingenious person. So most of the things that we do is we do it for society. I want to be viewed this way. I want to be educated because, well, I want those people to see me this way. And you have people that are running around. I know I didn't dress for anyone. I dressed for me. Really? Why do you feel good when you're dressed well? It's because people are looking, you idiot. When they look at you, you know, it gives you that very nice feeling of, oh, I must be slain. If there was no one to look at you, you would not have dressed like that. That's why I don't understand the nonsense of, why are you looking at me? But you have nyash. What am I supposed to do? Look away. Last time I checked, I'm straight, so I'm gonna look. Now, before people get punched in the face, don't say it, people. Please, just laugh at the jokes and leave them here. So, what the students do not know is that grades may display a person's diligence and industriousness. After all, education was made for exactly that. People produce, you know, industrial workers. But grades definitely do not determine one's intelligence. Grades, now, this is ongoing debates. Grades don't measure intelligence, they measure diligence. Now, well, what is diligence? It's like how focused are you at a task? How good are you at following instructions? How good are you at following orders? Look at it that way. In other words, anyone that questions authority for some reason in society is seen as a person that's not good enough. And you see a lot of this in politics. If you question authority, then you are rude. No. The entire premises of democracy is based on questioning authority. Questioning authority is how you know you have, questioning authority is how you know you have rights. That's one, you have rights. Two, it's a way of keeping authority in check. If authority is not questioned, it gets drunk on power. And that's just human nature also. Don't tell me, you know what, if I was in power, I would never be corrupt. Oh, yeah, stop lying to yourself. You are just broke. I would never do such a thing because, well, I am holy. And really? Really? Sometimes I feel like that's what happens. You know, that's how God or our ancestors look at us every time we pray for $1 million. Your ancestors looking at you, just knowing your personality. And like this one, $1 million is never coming home, this one. This one, $1 million. The things that they'll be doing, I mean, the sheer stupidity of the things they'll be doing will be, look, my son, my daughter, the reason why we're not blessing you with $1 million is so you don't meet us sooner. Because we know that if you give you $1 million right now, you'll be with us the next day. I really hope my ancestors are not saying that because, guys, come on, seriously, I'm dead broke here. I could really use a small million. So, where are we? the link between intelligence and grades and grades, success, intelligence, the whole nine yards. Grades are not about students' logical thinking, reasoning, or intellect, but a combination of the pupil, aka student's overall understanding of the lesson, and the teacher's perspective and judgment. After all, it's the teacher that's marking, more like the system that the teacher is using as a reference to what is right and wrong. We're going a little philosophical here, I know. Having high grades is in essay or self-interpretation based is based on how much you hit the teacher's own standards or the good points he or she is looking for. I know. Creativity, on the other hand, does not work like that. And the scientific community knows that because a bunch of discoveries that that have brought about the technological advancement we use today were done by accident. Microwave, by accident. A microwave technology so nice, it makes me warm my food in less than a minute, was discovered by accident. Radiation, by accident. Now we have nuclear power. Both the good kind and the diabolical kind. Now, how many accidents? Now, you'll find a whole list of scientific discoveries that were made. Graphene is one of those recent accidental discoveries. Now, at this point, I think we should have just stopped and said, you know what? Why are most discoveries coming out of the science world being done by accident? Is because there's something beautiful about random. I'm not saying be a reckless idiot. I'm just saying if there is one thing that accidental scientific discoveries have taught us is that sometimes give Mother Nature a chance. Don't take charge of everything and then bulldoze your way through life. Just take a breath, hold back, take a few steps back and say, well, I think I'll just let it take its course. May have given the worst advice. But anyway, I have an excuse. It's just comedy. Also, grades can be required through cheating. When you cheat, you are just cheating yourself because losing the full knowledge, understanding of the topic is your loss. Okay. Let's be practical. You could also just memorize your way out. Memorizing geography and parts of the shovel, memorizing geography and parts of a shovel all you want, but yes, you can have soaring grades even if you don't actually know how to dig, your way through your problems. Practicality is better than grades. This is for those of you that think going to a vocational institution is a failure in life. Practicality is everything. Saying it is not enough. Can you do it? It's one thing. I know. You can be a good doctor on paper. If you combine this and that, you get that, but have you tried combining it? If you haven't, then you are nowhere near doing what you... Now, not only were major scientific breakthroughs done by accident, but there are also a lot of world-renowned Nobel Prize-winning scientists that were terrible in the class. I'll give you a list of those on the other side of the break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky Fi with mobile LTE packages.
starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. It's 13 minutes left to the hour of 11. It's a Friday, so I'm just here to point out some of the misconceptions of society. some of the misconceptions that society have, that we have normalized. Now, it's winter. For those of us that are drinking tea, that are tea drinkers, we tried coffee and the doctor was like, you have got to stop that. So now we have to go for tea. A tea bag, accidental discovery. I know. X-ray, accident, discovery. Microwave, accident, discovery. Penicillin, accident, discovery. Pacemaker. Teflon, your non-sticky pens. Yeah, that. By accident. At this point, I can't help but ask myself, maybe we should let, play around more with things they don't understand. But in science, you don't want to do that because, you can't work with chemicals like, take the least dangerous. And that's an understatement, the least dangerous. Sulfuric acid. Or hydrochloric acid. That's the type of acid, by the way, that you have in your car battery. You also have some of it in your stomach. So there's a reason why you need a mucus layer between your stomach and that acid, because without that layer of mucus, that acid will literally chew through your stomach. So make sure that you are eating a lot of food that is healthy for your tummy. Otherwise, believe me, you're walking around with poison. And again, you're not broken. There's a reason behind that. Because a bunch of foods you eat is loaded with a bunch of micro living organisms that would cause, problems to you. So the sulfuric acid is there to make sure that it basically sucks the water out of all of them. And they die. Jeez, this marvelous piece of engineering. Yeah, which scientists were terrible in the class? I know. That's another confusing thing. Like, how can you be a scientist and be, how can someone terrible in the class be a scientist? That's because the system, these guys did not fail. The system was designed in a way that it, again, the system works for a lot of people, but not everyone. I mean, we have, we created this, you know, an education system of one size fits all, which is why the, you know, which is what the Austrian and the Finnish have been trying to tell us for a very long time. Austria and Finland have been telling us for decades, guys, you are doing it wrong. Sit in the class, go for studies, memorize this, memorize that is a bad idea. You don't teach someone like that. Now, Finland decided to take a whole different route. He decided to broke rank, basically, the education rank, basically. And they are topping the chart in terms of academics, in terms of how, you know, of an effective education system. Why we haven't adopted one, you know, the Finnish one, is beyond me. First of all, they have a very flexible one. The whole thing of just sit in the class and memorize a bunch of numbers, they didn't do that. They're like, okay, what are you good at? Well, I'm not very good at putting math, you know, math together, but I'm very good at making, you know, coffins. They're like, well, then you're a carpenter. A questionable one, but, well, you're a carpenter nonetheless. Well, if you want to do carpentry, here are your tools. You explore your natural talent. Now, I think, if you ask me, the Finnish are actually really brilliant. And by the way, Finnish is in the top 10 languages that are most difficult to learn if you are not part of the Scandinavian countries, basically. Because, languages that are, take for example, languages that are similar to your native language are easier to learn. Take for example, for someone coming from Romania to learn Swahili, it's going to be very difficult. But it's very easy for me to learn Swahili because the Mbukushu and Swahili, they're all both Bantu languages. They basically have a lot of words in common. So, Mbukushu is far more, is more closer to, you know, to Swahili than Romanian. Now, take Helmut and ask him to learn Romanian. You now have a lot of problems. Why? Now, there's someone who is somewhere in Croatia who will tell you, I mean, it's easier for me to learn Romanian than to learn Swahili, because it's basically, a language is difficult to learn depending on the proximity of that language to your native language. If it's far from your native language, oh boy, it's going to be difficult. If it's close, that's going to be easy. At least in comparison. That's important, worth pointing out. So which scientists were terrible? Which scientists, so this is, the list I'm about to share with you is one that shows me that every time we produce statistics of, this is how many kids, passed and qualified for tertiary. This is how many kids failed and did not qualify for tertiary. I'm like, well, yeah, those kids may have failed, but let's also face the reality. We failed most of those kids. We, the people that decided to just, take thousands of children with different personalities, traits, and different talents, and then shoved them in the class, and then crossed our fingers and hope they all make it. No, it's a one size fits all scenario. It doesn't work. Like, that's not how life works. So, famous scientist Sir Isaac Newton, the guy that invented calculus, the branch of mathematics that's giving every engineering student a headache. Say Isaac Newton did poorly in grade school and was considered unpromising when Thomas Edison, the guy that invented or stole the invention of an electric light bulb, guess what? He was terrible in the class. And Thomas Edison, when Thomas Edison was young, his teacher told him he was too stupid to learn anything. He was counseled to go into a field where he might succeed by virtue of his pleasant personality. Winston Churchill, I know I'm reading through that genocidal maniac.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. So, what you are saying is that those analysts, political analysts, and all those first one was better.
Uh-huh.
They predicted the downfall of Iran. Then that their missile could not reach there.
Yeah, you can imagine, because one thing that everyone that's interested in in more like strategy games and military information will tell you that Iran hitting Israel was impressive, because those weapons had to go through different layers of security.
And they imagine and the speech that they actually thought it could not, the speed that those things traveled.
Uh-huh.
It was so amazing.
Not just that. That actually went to show that no system is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No system is 100% impeccable. So
imagine. That's why they immediately surrender.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, hang on a second, they are punching back. Now you have to understand that has never happened in the history of Israel. They have never actually gotten into a fight with someone that far. It's like a bully that enjoyed punching everyone in the face, then they ran into someone that punched back. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So it's not a good thing to have war, but it's not a good thing for them to learn a lesson.
Yeah, that was a good reminder.
Good reminder. So, thank you very much, Helmut. I will come next time, because there were a lot of points that I wanted to make, to mention, but it's fine now.
All right. So, where were we? Scientist. And yeah, you have Thomas Edison there, Winston Churchill, Norway, Benjamin Franklin, all men are created equal, and then, ended up having slaves, not helping them. Albert Einstein, now that's one of my favorite Jews. I have my least favorite Jews, like the current Israeli Prime Minister, not a huge fan. Albert Einstein, the Nobel Prize winning physicist, dropped out of high school at the age of 15, deciding to continue his education a year later. Einstein took the entrance exam to the previous Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, but failed. He returned to high school to high school and got a diploma, and then passed a university entrance exam on his second attempt. You know what he did after this? He was writing university curriculum science information when he was working as a clerk. Homeboy was genius level, to the point where, believe it or not, when he died, some anatomical guys literally stole his brain, because they thought maybe, it's just cooking. But Albert Einstein was a genius level, like a through the roof IQ. But he didn't do well in school. So, where was I? Grades matter. School is important. But the way that we have structured school, making it one size fits all, is actually not fair for a lot of people that are talented, more like that, have the passion of practical skills, which is why I'm a proponent of technicons. Again, the only people that have the education system that caters for everyone, at least if very fair in comparison, are the Austrians and the Swiss. And if you look up countries with the best education systems in the world, Switzerland is on top. And when you look up, like, their education system is wildly, is what you'd consider odd. They don't do things the way that we do things here. They don't do things the way that a lot of countries do things, especially countries like China. Yeah, that's, for China, China is extreme in terms of their education system. China and India. Let me just say Asian countries. The education system they run is ours times, a million. Let's take a commercial break, and then I sign off and hand you guys over into the hands of Susan Masalicho on the other side of the commercial break.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepare, Paratus. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap on Eagle FM. Again, I'm not an analyst. I'm just trying to be funny. And a few of my friends, especially my lovely wives, have told me that I am funny. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are
you? It is a good also. It's a good thing I have. Anyone who will ask you the advantages of polygamy, tell them that, you know, language barriers can be broken by polygamy. because
most conversations are most like head on the pillow. So, yeah.
Well, you and I don't speak Afrikaans, right? Mm. My wife one does understand Afrikaans.
She speaks Afrikaans.
Yeah, she speaks. She also clicks.
Yeah. Smart girl.
I'm so proud of you.
Smart woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have my own, peer, graduate here. You people are joking with polygamy. All right. Until Monday, same time, same place on Eagle FM, I leave you in the hands of Team Sizuma Sally Cho. Stay blessed. Like Michael liked to say, don't do things I wouldn't do, but if you do, name it after me.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emitoda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heavy nola natu heavy bali no heavy ile ko derewa bora hetatu natu bali o hetatu hatatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.